这轮运动，你早期现在个在九十年，为政治平民提出给新疆个为自由主义人，我是谈判员，结果写不来送，新疆个越南开局平民提出给批决，还要得，他有二百零个选举，越南就当政治平民那当所抗击的着冷，那么也没得了，可是这次居住人士老百姓，这个阿美这个也是挺特别，这样做没？
贴在的National Endowment for Democracy上面，兄弟们，一百钞票，天天我的出租几万来出去玩，新疆并不是那种大龙头连续业，新疆工业也确实给产量大，平民物质设备，刚刚到人几个当，忙平民帮助人工接给到，建筑多人去过的去不得，多人多建筑哇，就说跟那眼睛，矿内，我想等波士设备，人家三小车间看电脑，总这个这些年了，矿业，出去代表还有，深圳中央站当。
It's not a good pointer, so much visible because of the currency of emerging situation in Uyghur. So the Tibetan issue has taken a little backseat, but the ongoing destruction and devastation of the identity of the Tibetan people, which concerns the Tibetan language, Tibetan religion.
Are there any tools that you have to take practical steps towards advancing that dialogue?
Mutually beneficial, non-violent solution to the Tibet issue through the, Tibetans calls it the middle way path or the middle way approach. Through this, we hope that better sense will prevail over the Chinese leadership that Tibetan issue is and will be the most easiest issue to be resolved because we are not resorting to any kind of violence. We have addressed their main concern of not separating from China, but willing to live within the China. Over the years, we have seen from 2002 the adoption of Tibet Policy Act going back to 1997, the first appointment of the Special Coordinator for Tibet in the State Department, so that's almost more than two decades.
Tibetan youth, there is a increasing frustration and increasing calls for a more aggressive, more independent
mind.